Feel. What's poppin', babies?
What's happening? Snapping ends.
You're listening to What Chases What When on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
So Jackson, yeah. Out of curiosity, how did that name come about?
What Chases What When?
Yeah.
I was doing a show over winter break, and someone just said the word "what" "what chases what when," and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of nice. I like the way that is."
But I feel like your show before was named something different.
Ah, yeah.
Better.
Yes, last semester we were loudly peeing, softly screaming.
I think
officially we were loudly peeling, softly screaming. And then every week.
Unofficially, loudly peeing.
Right? Unofficially, everyone really knew we were loudly peeing, softly screaming. I still think that's so funny.
Incorporate a reference here into your new title? Or is that too much for me to do when Tobias, your co-host, isn't here?
Yeah, maybe we may have to talk to him about that.
I'm thinking what chases what when / P chases it then.
Ah, I like it.
Thank you.
DJ, could we borrow your computer to play music?
Oh, most definitely. You want to play O Tenenbaum? I played that the other day for the beginning of... if you guys... Well, I feel like everybody's heard me and everybody knows, but for those who might not, listen at 5 a.m. on yesterday.
DJ has a radio show every Monday morning from 5 to 6 a.m., which is also, our loyal listeners may remember, that is the time of loudly peeing, softly screaming from last semester.
Yeah, I'm doing a thing where I just follow my roommate and see what it's like to live in his shoes, because I'm going to steal his shoes, basically. Sorry. I might have given away some things I'm not supposed to. There might be a little bit of tension.
I wish you could steal my shoes, DJ. I wish we could share shoes.
We should.
We have very different sized feet. To start off, mine are regular width.
Yeah, mine have a little bit of width issues. So width for feet, if people aren't aware, goes from A to E.
D being in the middle.
D being, I feel like C is an average.
D is normal.
D is normal?
D is a normal width.
Mine are E. and they're also really tall. Like the arches are out of this world. But they're also super short. So I'm so a size a, 8, you're, but you're, I wear size 10s. What? Working with...
Your shoe is... I mean, your foot is like a cylinder.
Basically. Yeah, I'm basically just rolling around on little cylinders all the time. So, we'll play a song?
Would you rather have feet that are twice as wide or twice as long? Yes, I do.
Twice as long, so that the width is accommodated for. What the heck? Nothing is showing up on search. Ooh. Oh, wait, I found it. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. First up, what are we listening to first, Douglas?
Oh, Tenenbaum.
Oh, perfect.
From A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Awesome. Which one is this?
2. We are on aux 2. If everybody wants to get a little glimpse of what's going on behind the scenes, we're on aux 2 right now. We're both sitting in chairs, not standing up.
There's sunglasses on the table.
There's multiple computers on the table, which we are preparing to throw at kids for our new game show, Kids vs. Computers, because they are natural enemies. But, yep. Yeah. Play it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it goes.
you just heard I Say a Little Prayer for You by Aretha Franklin, and before that was O Tannenbaum.
A good song.
A good song. One of my favorite Christmas songs.
Great Christmas song. Christmas songs, though, underrated as a genre.
For, like, year-round?
Yeah.
I agree. I always get into, like, a real Christmas mood around March. February, March. Like, a little late.
That sounds late. Whatever it snows for me. It's not, like, Christmas, because I'm... Okay, so, for those of you who haven't followed my backstory, I'm, like, Jewish, but, like, it's fun because I do celebrate Christmas. Like, it's quirky because I just defy my religion. I think that, like, good Christmas music is just winter music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anytime it snows, it's okay to play.
I get that. And I guess I probably more subconsciously, I think the same thing. Because it usually snows a lot in February and March.
Yeah. So I agree with your prognosis.
But then the problem is I'm not really in a Christmas mood when Christmas rolls around because it's still fall, basically.
So what I'm hearing is you should come to Vermont and celebrate Christmas with my family if you want.
Is it snowy?
It's very snowy.
Mm, I'd consider it.
There's sledding.
Do you guys always have a white Christmas?
Almost always. I can't remember a Christmas without any snow on the ground.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
That is very exciting. But now Christmas is over and it's time
for St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Oh, the Irish.
Oh, boy.
See, I have the same thing with St. Patrick's Day where I don't get into St. Patrick's Day mood until like a little bit after, like right about now.
Yeah. I am in such a St. Patrick's Day mood right now. Gosh, St. Patrick's Day is a crazy holiday.
It is.
It's just like Americans doing their thing, but like they start doing their thing early.
I'm just upset that people forget about the snakes.
Snakes?
It was always about the snakes, and people forget that.
Did they kill St. Patrick, the snakes?
No, St. Patrick went to Ireland. And I may be completely misremembering the story, but there was a whole problem with snakes in Ireland. And so then he went there, he played a little flute, and then he scared all the snakes off the island, and they swam away.
I think that's the Pied Piper, and they were rats. And he didn't scare them, he attracted them to him.
Okay, maybe I mixed up the flute part.
He attracted them into an ocean, and then they all drowned. So let's say
but St. Patrick, he made all the snakes leave Ireland.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
why there's no snakes there anymore.
Trick, because his name was Patrick.
Oh, nice.
It was like a pun.
But now I'm watching all my favorite St. Patrick's Day movies, like Luck of the Irish. Do you ever watch that?
No. Sounds culturally insensitive.
It was a Disney movie, and there was this kid who was really good at basketball, and then one day he lost all his luck. So then he started missing all his basketball shots, and then some other stuff happened.
Huh. Like something Irish?
Something Irish.
Okay.
I think there were leprechauns involved.
Oh, speaking of leprechauns, you know how they have all that gold, and you can find them by looking under a four-leaf clover?
You look under a four-leaf clover
for a
leprechaun?
If you pick up a four-leaf clover, they're hanging on the root of it.
Is that how that goes?
I just gave you all the strategy to find a leprechaun. Nobody knows about this. Run to your nearest four-leaf clover establishment. I don't think technically, but I wanted to transition into a song.
Yeah?
Called two songs called Four-Leaf Clover by Erykah Badu and Raven Lanae. And now we're playing them, and it'll be a really good time, and we're going to really have a good time, and I think that this will be a great radio performance by Raven Lanae is live in studio.
I get jealous when you don't want to see me around. You say we're friends and slow down. Ooh.
ship. I don't wanna fuck this up. No, no, no. These other girls are distractions. I've been really taking no action, so no need to jump and buck.
Through the sky, shooting Cupid's loving. lost and so static. I feel like I saw you dead. We were penniless and I was doing our best. I feel like I saw you dead. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. You still think that I would never leave you. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. Of me to keep you always company. I feel like I saw you dead. Spending all my nights in the world's prettiest lace. I feel like I saw you dead. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. You still think that I. But I don't believe you.
So that was weird.
That was You're Smiling But I Don't Believe You by Margaret Glaspie off the album If and When.
Yeah, what are you gonna play that song, huh? I don't know.
And before that was Four Leaf Clover by Erykah Badu.
Before that was Four Leaf Clover by Raven Lanae and Steve Lacy.
Which one was better?
I just have more of an attachment to the former.
That's so funny you would say that, because I have more of an attachment to the latter.
Oh, should we fight?
Probably. On air?
On air. So, if anybody wasn't clear about what just happened at the studio, Jackson just came over to me and slapped me in the face in the studio.
And I won the fight.
I think that's a loss, morally. But we all have our opinions. So, speaking of winning fights, if anybody has any good fight stories they want to phone in with, the theme of our show today is fights.
I've never been in a fight. Have you?
No.
Wow.
Unless we're counting sibling squabbles.
I'm talking like physical fight.
Physical fight.
I've never been a part of a physical fight.
I have been... I don't know. I don't know what you consider a fight. If I didn't get to throw a punch, but was punched many a time, is that a fight?
Yeah.
Okay, I was in a fight when I got robbed one time a while ago, and they were like, whoa.
Oh, was it during your gap year?
I'll fight you. It was. Okay, I'm so...
No, I'm joking. What? Tell us more, if you would care to.
I just... They were like getting punched in the face a few times. Felt pretty cool. The thing about getting punched in the face is that it's not fun in the moment, but that afterwards, retrospectively, and I realize I've been saying this a lot about things that shouldn't be fun, that they are nice. It just feels like, hey, I can take a punch, you know? Which is a good feeling to know that you can take it and survive it.
Well, a worry in my mind was not like whether I would survive a punch in the face.
Oh, boy. With my bone structure, I was worried. I'm going to look up the word punch on Spotify and see if anything comes up that this... We could listen to the Punch Brothers.
DJ, where were you when you got mugged? Did I already ask you this?
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
It was crazy.
Had you been in the United States, do you know what you could have done?
What?
You could have dialed 911. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of...
My phone was taken. Oh, is this an advertisement?
Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was valuable.
They took your phone and your wallet?
Yeah.
But they didn't take...
My cash that I had on me.
They didn't take the cash?
Nope. They took the cards, which I canceled immediately. So they just, like, were like, I want to inconvenience somebody tonight. They weren't like, oh, I want money. They were like, I want to make somebody return home to get a new card and a new driver's license. And I think that's what's really important. And they took a backpack with all my clothes I was going to change into. So thanks.
Were you going somewhere, coming from somewhere?
I was staying at a hostel. I was going back to the hostel.
So it's not the hostel that where you got robbed?
It was like on the street by the hostel. Just nobody ever go to see Niagara Falls. It's stupid and dangerous. Like, it's the worst national monument, objectively. There's nothing special about it, except it has the most gallons of water pouring over it at once.
Yeah, like, no big deal.
Yeah. Like...
It's like every time I pee, it's more than that.
Yeah. Man. It's just been gushing out of me lately.
Anyway, I'm going to derail this conversation.
Are we allowed to say that on air?
I like the idea of a robber just trying to inconvenience people.
Just be like, I'm going to make them late for work today.
Yeah. What if I break into people's houses and break one of their light bulbs?
I think that's
so then, because replacing a light bulb is such a pain.
I feel like that could get dangerous because you'll have glass shards falling on you.
Well, I don't want to break. Maybe I'll just unscrew it.
I was thinking delete their morning alarm.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll never know you were there. They'll just be like, oh my gosh, I accidentally deleted my morning alarm. And then, oops, I'm late for work. Oops, I'm fired. Oh no. Everything is ruined. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
taking someone's shoelaces. Robbing someone and just taking their shoelaces?
Whoa. That's a little much, man. That seems a little bit too much. Too much robbery going on. Or you could...
Robbing someone and taking their belt? And they have to walk around holding their pants up all day.
breaking into somebody's house and cutting their bangs so they don't look Whoa. As good as they used to. Speaking of which.
Hair flowed down in blues and whites, and I just
touch my hair. When it's the feelings I wear, don't touch my soul. When it's the rhythm I know, don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've found. Don't touch what's there. When it's the feelings I wear, they don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go where we meant to go. They don't understand. To go where we meant to know. You know this here is my shit. Roll the ride, I gave the time. But this here is mine. You know this here is my shit. Roll the ride, I gave the time. But this here is mine.
You just heard Don't Touch My Hair by Solange.
Preceded by Cut Your Bangs by Girlpool. And then, well, the first one was Girlpool and the second one was Radiator Hospital.
It sure was.
Yeah. Oh.
What were you saying about... DJ was saying something really interesting about Lorde and Lana Del Rey.
Oh, that sometimes I mix the two of them up, even though I have only listened to Lorde, so I have no idea what Lana Del Rey sounds like, and I don't know if they are the same or like similar at all.
I know they're definitely different people.
Are they twins?
I think they're twins.
Okay, that's why. It's the D-E at the end of Lorde's name stands for Del Rey. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. This is What Chases What When. This has been What Chases What When.
This he chases it
then. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Man, if only every day was a radio day.
Haha, you said it.
Have you or a loved one ever thought of purchasing automobiles? Well, today we have just the thing for... Oh, we have to play a song. Okay, sorry, we couldn't do an advertisement this hour, but it's just like, you know...
So to end our show, we have a song called Until Morning by James Vickery off of his color show performance.
Bye guys.
Bye guys.
See you tomorrow.
Baby, I'm the man you've been craving this time.